We'll complete the arc of this program with a return to the music of Judith St. Croix, her Visions 2, composed in 1997. Vision 3, by the way, was just premiered in New York. Vision 2 is dedicated, the composer tells us, to the Cherokee people who walked the Trail of Tears, one of the Indian removals. To American Indians, the word removal is synonymous with Holocaust. The Trail of Tears, which occurred in 1838, was, in the words of John Burnett, a soldier assigned to the Forced March, an execution of the most brutal order, and the covetousness on the part of the white race was the cause of all the Cherokees had to suffer. In this terrible American tragedy, in which greed was equally matched with racism, Cherokee people were removed forcibly at bayonet point from their homes in the southeastern United States and sent on a death march for 6 months in the winter. Half of them died on the way, but half of them made it to their destination in Oklahoma. Demonstrating the tremendous energy, courage, and determination of these people to survive, the musicians say, "Ganoda, I am alive," in Cherokee at one place in the piece. Depicting Cherokee history poetically, the piece unfolds in three sections. The beginning represents a point before the arrival of the Europeans, then moves into the crisis of contact with Europeans, and finally, in the third section, is resolved with the rebirth and renewal of the Cherokee Nation in the West. The musicians on this recording call their group Heliosphere. You'll hear oboe, a bois d'amour, native flute and drum, violin, viola, and cello. Vision 2.